We've got two special elections in Southeast Michigan today that, based on history, Democrats tend to do well in those districts. And we anticipate that this deadlock that has been in the state house for the past 4 months or so will be broken. So what kind of agenda might Democrats bring for remains of this legislative session? Who better to answer that question than the Speaker of the House, Joe Tate, Democrat of Detroit, joining us live this morning from Michigan's 10th District. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Guy. How are you?
We're good. Any chance you might re-enter the draft, by the way? I know you still have the itch.
I don't know if I have it in me anymore. So.
All right.
Unfortunately.
just asking. I know that never quite goes away. So I know there's that you when you came into the majority, you came in 2023 with a pretty long to-do list. You didn't get to all of it. There are some things that have been raised and maybe new things that have risen in the meantime. What's on the agenda, assuming, and I think it's a safe assumption, that you get back in the majority in the House?
Yeah, absolutely. So House Democrats, you know, we've been focused on putting people first for the past 16 months. You know, we have been moving at a furious pace up until, you know, what we saw with two of our caucus members leaving. I think, you know, priority for us is going to be the budget. At the end of the day, I think that is where we can make a great deal of difference to Michigan residents with what we support in the budget. And that's going to be the top priority as we go along. Also, too, is, you know, we know we're trying to also find ways to lower costs for Michigan residents. We know that it's a challenge right now. For them, we did one of the largest tax cuts in Michigan history last year, which went into effect earlier this year. But we know we need to do more there. So those are kind of the focus of effort areas that we want to do once we get back to full strength.
Speaker Tate, the winners of today's special elections, they're going to be serving partial terms. So they're going to have to run again in the upcoming primary and general election. How do you plan to and engage with the voters and maintain that momentum amid what you've described as voter fatigue?
Absolutely. So I think it's us telling our message. I think we have to do a better job. We've done everything, you know, for the past year, almost year and a half now, everything from tax relief to gun violence reduction to universal breakfast and lunch. For students to expanding the Civil Rights Act. So we've done a significant amount. We've sent the governor over 300 bills for her signature. That's the first time that's happened in about 12 years in Lansing with the amount of those bills. So we have to just go out and to our districts to tell our message, to tell our story in terms of what we've been doing for Michigan residents, and then also hear from them. As well, too. That's an incredibly important piece because we need to understand, you know, what is working, where we need to support in Lansing for Michigan residents.
Speaker Tate, it's been a long time since Democrats have held both legislative chambers and the governor's office. So in the time when you've sent all these bills to the governor, what are you most proud of that you got done?
Well, I think there are a few things. One is, which I touched on a bit, is around gun violence reduction. So we've been able to pass common sense gun violence reduction law, so universal background check, safe storage, red flag legislation. And since it's been enacted, that's been working. So we know we've been curbing gun violence there, which is an incredibly important issue because it's not an issue that just affects rural or urban communities, affluent or working class communities, but it affects everyone in Michigan. And I will also say, too, the work that we've done around reproductive rights, you know, being able to get off the books arcane abortion bans in the state of Michigan. That's not who we are. As a state, we know that the majority of Michiganders want the ability for a woman to choose what her rights in terms of her health care. So I think those are two important pieces. And there's been a bunch more as well, too.
Well, given the reproductive rights, we know that there are elements within your party, some might say on the farther left side, that don't think that you went far enough. They want to go after parental consent. I have to give consent to give my kid a Tylenol. Are the Democrats going to say that I can't give consent for my child to get an abortion?
Well, for us, you know, our caucus is made up of a variety of members with backgrounds and experiences. And, you know, as we look at deliberations, that's just a part of what we do, because, you know, we're a consensus building institution. But I think that the values remain the same, where at the end of the day, we don't want, you know, government deciding, you know, how a woman chooses.
What about a parent deciding?
And again, that's part of the deliberations that we are having, too, because that's something that, you know, we continue to see, okay, what makes sense at the end of the day, because we do have 110 members in the chamber and we have 56 members in our House Dem caucus. So it's something that, you know, we continue to have conversations around, but again, at the end of the day, I think we see a stark contrast between House Republicans and House Democrats on where we stand on the woman's right to choose.
Speaker Tate, I'm glad you're on this morning, because I wanted to ask you about a law that it's in three states at this time, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Texas. It's called Bentley's Law, and it would require a convicted drunk driver to pay child support for children who lose one or both parents in a fatal accident caused by drunk driving. Have any of your colleagues talked about this, or has this been brought up in the House?
I haven't had any conversations around that particular piece of legislation in those states.
Would that be something you would be in favor of?
That's something that I think that I'm open to discussion. We'll have to look at it and just see, you know, the specifics around it. And I will have to understand more around it. So, but, you know, always open to having those conversations. I think at the end of the day in Lansing, you know, one of the things that we've done really well over the past year, I think, is listen to our constituents, listen and understand, you know, what their concerns are. And a lot of the legislation that we've been able to get across the finish line is in ties directly to the conversations that we have with our constituents and understanding their issues.
Mr. Speaker, less than a minute. Like a lot of folks, I signed a rather nice check to the state of Michigan yesterday on tax day. Enjoyed that tax cut that came through in 2023. Any chance that Democrats will restore it or make it permanent in the new year?
So we're going to continue to look at it. I mean, we have to find ways to continue the lower costs. We also, at the end of the day, too, want to make sure that we are being prudent with taxpayers' dollars as well. But there's certainly, you know, when we look at lowering costs, you know, we cut, you know, we did $1 billion tax cut by expanding the EITC and repealing the pension tax. Yeah. So we want to continue to find ways to lower costs and put money back in people's pockets. So it's something that's top of mind for us.
Speaker Joe Tate, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
All right. Take care. We'll be back.